What's up, you guys?
Hey, everyone.
Wow, it's been a minute.
Yeah, long time no talk, bro.
Whew. Did you miss us?
Because we missed you.
For sure.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
I know. Well, I went on vacation, didn't say anything. Or did I say
something?
We
like to be mysterious. Have you guys noticed? Is it mysterious or lazy? Probably both.
Calling us out.
Yeah, it's okay.
Listen. Whew. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a long time. But I feel like before we catch up, we had left the last series of body image kind of just... Yeah, like it was... We took it pretty seriously, and then Whitney left on vacation, and it was just our schedules didn't align, and so I didn't want to do anything by myself. So I was like, let's just be mysterious and not do anything. So this episode is kind of just us wrapping up... Our final thoughts on body image.
Yeah.
Slash, let's catch up.
Yeah. Well, I think this is also fitting because you probably noticed that you're really zoomed out.
Oh, yeah.
Both of us are breaking out, like, so bad, and we're struggling.
Someone put a curse on me for my skin. I don't know who it was, but if I find you...
Count your days.
Count your mother trucking days. Because I have never had acne this bad before in my whole entire life, and it's honestly put my... self-confidence in check, like if I had to really check myself. But it probably doesn't help that I'm sipping on some D-Pep. What is that?
Look, I was supposed to give it up. Rehab somebody.
I forgot about that.
Listen.
I forgot about that.
And I went with a medium size. Well, it's still not
this
as bad.
This is a big old large.
This is still huge for a medium. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, no, I did not give it up.
Yeah.
But I didn't have it today, so I said I'd try to go down one a day, and that's my one, until I get to my house. Anyways. Guilty. Don't shoot us. But, yeah, we've been struggling, so we thought we'd kind of just wrap it up and remind ourselves more than anything.
Yeah, we know that, well, obviously acne is something that, like, everybody struggles with,
yeah.
But when it's on your face, you feel like that's what everybody's looking at. But they're really not, and I have to, like, tell myself that because, like, I used to never go anywhere without foundation.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think you remember.
I do remember. I'm kidding.
And then, honestly, you're part of the reason why that I do now because, like...
What do you mean?
Like, because you just were like, who cares? And then...
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, I know that I said I just struggled with my acne. I have to burp, but I also have a lot of snot on my nose. I'm not even going to lie right now. But, like, I struggle with it, but I'm too lazy to cover it up, and some demented, skewed part of my brain kind of likes it. gives me just some, you know, like...
Are you humbled right now?
Not even humble, just like, okay, girl.
Chrissies.
Okay, fake freckles. I don't know. I just look at myself. I'm like,
that was out of pocket.
I was like, you know what? I kind of could still pull with this acne on my face right now. Like, it's some weird confidence complex. I don't know, but
oh, girl.
Yeah, like I just am too like. I don't really know what to say. It's just like whatever. I hate it. Like, I wish it wasn't there, but at the same time, I'm like, well. Looks like I'm just going to embrace it.
Texture.
Yeah. It's easy.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so I'm glad that I can help you not wear foundation.
I don't know if I'll ever feel that way about it, but.
Real.
Yeah, so we just kind of wanted to wrap it up. And, you know, we just wanted to say that, you know, we understand, you know, the world has such high standards for things, and you feel like you're stuck and you might hate yourself, but we just kind of wanted to encourage you because, like, you know, who the Lord says we are really does, like, have something to it, because, you know, sometimes you're like, oh my God, I'm a loser, I suck, blah blah blah, but, like, God literally says that you're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah,
like,
and he might be a loser, but I mean,
you're God's loser. No, I'm just kidding.
Anywho, sorry. We've been excited.
Yeah, we haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
So we're just all over the place. You know, as a wonderful creation of the Lord, this is kind of how we're called to view ourselves. So I wanted to read Psalm 139, 13 through 16. Mm. So it says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book written, every one of them." Those were the I can't read. "The days that were formed for me when as yet there was none of them." So, like, somebody's at my front door. Sorry. So when I hear that, I think that, you know, like, the Bible says that God knows every hair on our head, or lack thereof.
Real.
We were knitted together in our mother's womb. So there was like a thought, you know, he had a thought about us. And so if we can just kind of remember, like, you know, we are a child of God, and our, you know, our bodies are just simply passing through this earth. Like, they are, I don't know if you want to go to the next part.
Yeah.
We'll kind of get into that, and then, you know.
Yeah. We found this blog from, I think it's SBC of Virginia, and mm-hmm. it says, "What does the Bible say about body image?" And we really liked the points, where the first one is just, you know, remember that your body is not you, which I know that sounds kind of, like, trippy. Like, this is my body, it's me. Yeah, to an extent, but, like, also our, like, the Bible and church, if you're, you know, grew up in church and just your relationship with God, everybody knows that, like, your soul care is what matters most. And, like, yes, we're supposed to take care of our physical body because this is the body that we're, like, created in, and we have to carry out the rest of our lives, but it matters of what your soul is and what your soul carries. And, you know, and it says, "You are a soul designed by our loving creator. Your body is important, but it's not who you are. It is just a vessel to take care of, but not obsess over." 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God?" And I think that's something really important to remember is, like, you know, like, this body, we have to take care of it. Therefore, like, we still have to love it. Because I can be really hard on my own body, just for the simple fact of, one, maybe I don't like the way my skin looks, or the way I'm shaped, or just the way that I've grown, or even just the way that, like, when I'm active, I'm not as healthy as I thought I was. I can't run as fast as I used to. You can't get down on yourself because you're also growing and maturing, and your body is, you know, working to sustain you. Mm-hmm. You know, knowing that it's just simply a vessel, it releases the stress of trying to impress people around you. At least for me, like, I can speak only for myself. It, you know, releases the stress of knowing too, like, I'm just as stressed as everybody else around me. Like, I know when I walk into a room, nobody's looking at me thinking, like, about me. Like, they're thinking about themselves. Mm-hmm. 'Cause when you walk into a room, you think about yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
The only time that I find myself thinking about others is when I am in a state of comparison.
Yes, when I'm comparing my body to them.
Yeah, that's like, and that's what, like, you know, going on my cruise, which we'll talk about, mm-hmm. like, you know, like, there was times, like, you know, at the beach or something, I was like, oh, what the heck? And then I just saw people that did not care. They were having fun, and I was like, bump it. Here I go again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just, you know, I let myself be present in that moment, and mm-hmm. I had so much fun. I think, you know, as humans, this is something that I think everybody will always struggle with. And we just hope that, you know, our words might make it a little bit easier on you. But I know this is not something that goes away overnight. No. This is something that as of right now, it's been lifelong for me. So, you know, I think the most important things that you can take away from this is just to remember that everybody has something that they are insecure about.
And thinking about.
Mm. Two, comparison is the thief of joy.
Yes.
And it will only take you into a negative spiral even further than you want it to be.
Yeah.
And then number three, get around people that build you up. We both have had experiences where we are around people that have literally torn us down.
Mm-hmm. Purposely and not purposely, just by like their attitude and, you know. Yeah. It's not fun to be around someone like that.
Yeah. So go where you are celebrated, not where you are tolerated.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. Yeah.
And just kind of
keep going. The camera just
The camera just died. So if you're watching on YouTube,
sorry.
go, you know, we just want you to you know, kind of remember that. I don't even know where I was going because that threw me off.
Oh, sorry. We were talking about fitting in spaces. Like, don't go somewhere where you feel like you don't belong.
Yeah.
Don't put yourself in that position just because people are making you feel insignificant or insecure. You know that you are who you are, and you are who you're supposed to be because God created you this way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't want to say that lightly and like, cause you know, people are like, okay, well I have, for instance, a disability. People are like, well, God created me with disability on purpose. Like, you know, how people can be so, like, negative and nitpicky about what we have to say. We're just talking about appearance-wise when it comes to body image.
How you feel about your body.
Yes. We, you know, he called us to this life to live a purposeful life and a life that's not even supposed to be about us.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to take so much time thinking about ourselves, it's selfish in a way. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that that's, like, easy to not think about yourself. I think about myself constantly all the time. I'm thinking about myself right now.
Right.
You know, but, like...
I'm thinking about how everybody's perceiving what we're saying right now.
Especially because we don't have a camera on right now. So it's just, like, what do we do?
Yeah.
But we just keep rolling with it because we know that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of, like, what we wanted to say about body image, you know. And if you want to read up on it, the best thing, honestly, to do is to pray about it.
Yeah.
And we don't say that just because we're Christians and that's the easy thing to say. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you ask God, like, what he thinks of you, he will tell you.
Yeah. Like, and I think if you ask him to let me see me how you see me, he will give you that opportunity.
Yeah, agreed.
So, because that has happened to me before. You know, I know, like, I think when, yes, I struggle with things, but... when I think about who I am, my appearance is not what I think about. I think about the friend I am, how generous I am, how loving I am, how forgiving I am. Like, those are the things that when, what is Whitney? That's what I think about. I don't think, oh, she's a semi-blonde, blue eyes. You know, I just, that's not what, you know, and that's not what people are going to remember.
Yeah.
So your character and your...
character matters most.
Uh-huh.
Confidence carries too.
100%. So that's what we have to say about body image. We hope that
you enjoyed that series of us and our little wisdom.
Exactly.
Okay, sorry. We're back. Hey, YouTube. GoFundMe, Venmo. Cindy needs an SD card that freaking works. Whatever.
Moving on.
Holy. Okay. We are on different chairs, so if you hear squeaking, then you know it's because we're on normal. Different chairs. No. This whole episode has just been...
chaotic.
Yeah, I mean, God bless America, though. Thank you. Are you good? I'm not. Anyways, go on, Chief.
We're just catching up. We're going to tell you, like, a little bit what our next move will be. I know...
we never really know it, but I mean, like, we can give you an idea.
I think we're getting, like... this is season 2. And it's getting kind of long.
Yeah, so we're gonna, so. But we just went on a hiatus, so we don't really know.
Yeah, so like it might just say season 3.
We might just casually flow into a new season because that's just what we do.
This might be where we're ending season 2, but like we're not going to go on a little break because we were just on a mini one.
But at the same time, you know what? Who gives a willy? We just might.
I mean, we're pushing out a lot of content, like way more.
I was thinking, yeah, we might even go like, actually, I'm not even going to say it. I mean, you guys are just going to stay tuned.
Yeah, like every other week.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay, we're on the same.
Okay, yeah. So just we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about. I wanted to tell you guys about my cruise because like, hello, I went. So let's see.
February.
Well, before that. Last year, my grandpa died. So did my grandma, but we'll get to that. And we decided, because his birthday was coming up, his 1 year was coming up, we were going to go on my grandma's birthday, to a cruise. So we bought it, purchased it.
Boom. I've got the burps, bro.
My grandma unfortunately passed away, and she was not able to go with me.
She was such a saint. I miss her.
I know, me too. By the way, hold on, off topic. I don't know if you'll be able to see this, but I did this thing where, like, you morph yourself into an old person, and I look just like my grandma.
That's scary.
I don't know if you can
see
that.
You also look like the girl from Titanic, Rose.
Yeah. So I did that today, and I was like, Ruth, are you here?
Ruthie?
Anyway, so she couldn't go with me, and it was, like, really sad because I thought I was going to have to go by myself. My aunt's fiance, he paid for Mary, my cousin, to go with me.
Real.
And I'm so glad because even though I would have gone by myself, it was really nice to have somebody, you know, and we kind of like had our moments where we like were really sad because, like, you know, my grandma was supposed to be here, but yet it felt like I felt guilty because I was still there, and it was just like a really thing, but I know she would have wanted me to go. And I said yes, and I met really
so many people.
Yeah, awesome people. I had the time of my life. Mary and I were karaoke queens every day. Like, we just, yeah, when we'd come out of our room, that's what we'd hear. Whitney, Mary, blah, blah. It was just, it was insane. Yeah. I was also burnt, which is why, we didn't record, because I was peeling so bad. I looked insane.
Larry the Lobster.
Literally, again, I'll insert another picture here. I'll send you the one.
Yeah.
It was bad, but it was so much fun. I now, perks of going on a cruise, you're
there.
Everything is at access to you. Now, one negative thing, I did buy the Wi-Fi and it bumped.
It sucked.
And I bought the premium. Like, you're supposed to be able to like stream. And the only time I had really good access is when I was out on the deck or down in the casino area. The bedroom, horrible. It was so bad. But
like, yeah, awful.
I was able, though. It was really nice to be able to like text and like check in on my family.
But
and
then
friends.
Feel kind of like.
But yeah, I still felt like
disconnected, which was nice. Is what you needed.
Yeah. So it was definitely good for my mental health. Like, it really helped me. Like, kind of, I just got to relax and sit back and enjoy the beautiful Bahamas. I survived Nassau.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real.
Uh-huh.
I've never been.
Well, it was just
Outer Banks.
It was crazy because people were talking about
the murders. Like,
the murders that were going on with the American tourists, but we didn't really go too far outside, just a little bit. We tried to walk to this beach, but it was like packed, and my insides were telling me we needed to get out of there, so we did.
We've got to go. Yeah.
But it was really nice. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, I just like hung out at home.
Yeah.
And I celebrated Valentine's Day at work, which was really fun. I was around a whole bunch of people that I loved. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to dread Valentine's Day, but honestly, I really didn't. It was so nice. It was so fun. I love my job. So it was fun being around like people and watching customers. Like, I don't know. It was like, I would have rather been there than at work or at home, because all the customers were so cute. They're like, oh my gosh, you're my Valentine. Like, happy Valentine's Day, which was so fun. Got to see everyone in their pink and red. Cause Whitney went on her cruise, like during that span that week, and Valentine's Day was there.
Yeah.
So, that was really fun. I feel like did we pass any other holidays? Like the Groundhog's Day, like spring is soon.
President's Day.
Yeah, whatever. Presidents, what are you guys doing for us? Absolutely nothing. Sorry, Biden, if you're listening, but
he's not.
Yeah, he can't even hear himself think. I really just did a whole lot of nothing. I played my Harry Potter game on my Switch that I got, which was really fun. My mom got it for me for Christmas. My mom and dad got it for me for Christmas. Can't pass the boss level. Absolutely can't do it. I feel like an idiot, but whatever. Uh-huh. I'm trying to think of what else I did. I went to the Drake concert. Best night of my life. Listen, Drake just pulls something out of me. I don't really know what it is. But singing You Broke My Heart in the same room as the one who had quite literally created it was the most therapeutic experience I have ever had in my life. And that's exactly what Drake wanted, because that's what he said. Mm-hmm. MGK was there. And then
J. Cole
was there, because he was also touring with him, which was amazing. I love J. Cole. The whole time he carried around his, what is that, microphone stand? He was like just walking in a circle carrying it. And I was like, you know what? That's
iconic.
Yeah. Like, he wouldn't have to do nothing but walk in a circle and you have my attention. Like, that's never happened to any, like, no guy's ever had my attention like that. Like, in my whole life of living, I've never just like.
Harry has my attention like that.
Yeah, that's true. But Harry also put on a performance.
That's true.
But also, like, if he was just sitting down, I would stare too and take a picture of him.
I would watch him just, like, type on a keyboard.
That I would quite literally watch him sleep. That's borderline psychotic, but it's okay. Real.
It's true. It's
yeah,
true.
It's true. That's like, don't hit the player, hit the game. Like, you're just, I'm just saying what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just be real.
Yeah, we were just bold enough to say it.
Yeah, seriously. So that's really honestly what has happened. I'm hyper fixating on my new white man of the month. I'm not telling you who it is. Nobody will ever know, unless I date him.
Delusional.
No. Listen, you want to know delusion? Me in 2020 setting my destiny on going to college.
We can't even go there.
My delusion led me to the state of Alabama, and guess what?
You did that.
Exactly. So I never am that. I'm never too delusional.
No. I shouldn't have even said that.
Yeah, exactly. Because trust me, I get the realest no ever. I will get what I want.
The real ones no.
Yeah, I'll get what I want. And I did. And now I'm going to get this too.
Okay.
I know what God has in store for me. The desires of my heart is in his will aligned. So that's my new white man of the month. That's all I got to say. That's really about it.
We may have a guest next episode.
Yeah, we may have a special guest. I'm really excited for this coming week. Speaking of my delusional state of Alabama, while thinking that me moving there was going to change my life for the good, it kind of just trashed my perception of love and life. God's restoring many of those things. You know how I'm saying? Amen. You know, you feeling me?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I have a really really, really cool person coming to visit me from Alabama. The one person that I feel like I related to, like, we just got along super well. She's super cool, super creative, and I just like being around her so much. She's coming to visit. I'm really excited. It was like last minute, unexpected. I'm really nervous because I haven't talked to anyone from that state in months, is what it feels like. Like, I haven't been in contact with anybody there. And I've just, like, life has gotten the best of me. Like, I've just been super busy. It's hard to keep in contact with people when you're long distance like that.
Yeah.
But someone's making an effort to come and see me, so I'm so excited.
Yes, and she's going to be on the podcast.
Yeah, she had mentioned something about maybe being on the podcast. I think if we can come up with something to talk about. We have a couple of things we could say, but I feel like that would put us in jail. So we might not do that. We might just go, like, a fun, chill route. Because... her life is so cool, and what she does is really cool. So we might just dip our toes in the water.
Yeah, we want to try to get more guests in season 3.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about some new things. So please, if you're listening, comment below things you want us to talk about.
Yeah, and I already know my parents are going to say, get me on the podcast.
Yeah.
Get us on the podcast.
Hines and Laura, you'll be on the podcast. Yeah. But other people, let us know what you want to hear. Let us know what you want to see.
Yeah, for real.
We are kind of, you know, it's really hard coming up with stuff. I mean, we could just be like a current events podcast and just talk about like the trash that's going on every day, but that's not like what we wanted.
No,
you know?
We kind of want to be chill, entertaining, informative, personal stories, mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like we are at a rebrand state because for the longest time we were talking about how our podcast was going to be about mental health and personal stories, but we can only talk about mental health so long until it starts to actually affect our mental health again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm at a really good point in my life. Like, I'm only seeing my therapist like twice a month now, and it was literally every week. So I don't want to go back to every week because that's a big bill. Let me tell you, that's a big bill that I shouldn't have to be paying. Should I send it to him? Should I send it to my ex? Probably. But, you know, life moves on and we're growing stronger every day. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. we are taking a little bit of a pivot. I think we're just going to be talking about what we feel like we want to talk about.
Yeah.
And not, and I mean, again, what others want to talk about, what you guys want to hear, but mm-hmm. also kind of just like what we feel we need.
Right.
Which could be funny, serious. Mm-hmm. I mean, we always...
We're kind of all over the place.
Yeah, we still struggle with anxiety and depression. But, mm-hmm. like, we don't want it to be so talked about that that's the only thing we talk about. And then you mm-hmm. feel so negative and unhealthy
yeah.
when you leave the podcast or you get off of this episode. We don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. We want to feel like a FaceTime call sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Like, are you eating lunch while you're listening? Are you in the car? Like, what are we doing right now?
Yeah.
Are we getting ready?
Yeah.
Are we getting ready to go out?
Right.
Are we going to go see your favorite white man of the month? I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Or
white woman of the month.
I also like
any person of the month. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
I love everyone.
Thinking of like podcast rebrand, I also kind of want to rebrand myself. Like, don't look at me like that.
Sorry, I was just in a daze.
I just got scared.
No, like, what do you mean? I thought you were going to continue. I was really locked in.
I know. And it scared me.
Sorry.
So like right now, I just feel like I've kind of been like stagnant.
Real.
And I haven't allowed myself to like meet new people.
Nobody's seen the real me in years.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
I know. Like, I just feel like I say no to a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I don't make room for things in my life. I do have people in my life that I could make more of an effort. Like, mm-hmm. I just feel like I want
to... So are you saying you're rebranding into Chuck Bass season 5 of Gossip Girl? Saying yes to everything?
Yes.
Okay, per. Real.
So if you want to hang out, ask me because yeah. I'm going to say
I
yes.
I feel like I'm like a caterpillar in my cocoon before I turn into a butterfly.
Yeah.
Like summer's about to happen.
Yes.
I'm about to be a hot girl. I told my friends the other day, I think I want to get a little black mini skirt. Like I haven't been allowed to wear anything. Like... cute in how many years? Like, hello, nobody's holding me back anymore. Nobody's making me feel like crap for wearing anything that makes me look good. Yeah. So, like, I'm just in my era of being a butterfly.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
I'm gonna be tan.
Yeah, I feel like, well, the sun did something for me while
I
was
gone. In the streets, but respectively.
Yeah, yeah. While I was on the cruise, the sun
yes!
healed me.
This Dr. Pepper has crack in it. I don't know what, McDonald's, what did he put in my Dr. Pepper? Because right now I could do a backflip.
Do it.
I can't, I'm going to bust my neck. Like, and I don't have enough money to pay for my hospital bills.
True.
But
Chuck?
Yeah.
Chuck?
Yeah, seriously. Like, seriously. Yeah.
Like, I want to go on more adventures. I want to meet new people. I want to rekindle.
Road trip!
Yeah. Literally. I want to rekindle friendships with people that I haven't talked to.
Rekindle an old flame? I already did that in November. That was a bust.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, we're not doing that anymore.
If you're in my
past, on to better things.
Yeah. I want to rekindle like maybe friendships.
Oh,
not,
for sure.
Not where anything has gone bad, but just like life happened.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they had, you know, they started a new career.
Absolutely.
Or they had a family and I just, you know, our schedules didn't make sense. I want it to make sense.
Our schedules are aligning.
Yeah.
The stars are aligning. Mm-hmm. God is aligning. God is intervening. God's splitting this sea. Oh, butterfly.
Yeah,
back in this position.
Yeah, I want to be able to, like, eat a watermelon. That sounds insane, but, like, we haven't had good fruit in a long time.
When I get my hands on one good pineapple, it is over for everybody.
Yeah, like, I just want to make fruit salads and pasta salad, and I want it to be spring and summer. Like, I'm just ready.
I want to go touch grass. Like, literally. I want to roll my socks off of my feet and, like, literally run in a grass field.
I want to go to Nelson's Ledge this year.
What's that?
What's that place that you
Wait, was that the place that I've
where you go swimming?
Yeah we're gonna go to all right per.
I want to take you to Craig's Beach.
Oh heck yeah, Craig.
Yeah,
let me hop on that beach.
I also want to go, I don't know where else. I kind of want to go glamping.
Road trip.
Yeah, like camping in a cabin.
I'm trying to go to LA.
Well,
that's my determination.
We can get to Redding.
I'm listen, this, there's no way, I can't unsee myself not going to LA. Like, I've made it up in my head and I can envision myself there, which means when Sydney Pack can envision herself somewhere, it's going to happen, and I feel it in my brain.
Okay.
So mark my words, this year somehow I'm going to be in the streets of LA.
I started investing my money.
Oh, yeah. We also have been investing.
Yeah.
We're investors. We're literally finance bros. Yeah. You are broke. We are up. There's no way you can stop this grind that we're on right now.
Welcome to Wall Street. Here we come.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. There's nothing stopping.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got a high-yield savings account. I'm feeling so good right now.
Yeah, we have a brand deal with Hydro Flask. We haven't gotten them yet.
No, we haven't.
This is the rough draft.
This is the rough
draft. Sneak peek.
So, look how cute. Our color, pink. Are you good dot podcast? But
this is a rough draft. No, this is nothing wrong with it. It's just rough draft in the making, in the works. Sponsorship, laying it out all on the floor. We're paid us $10,000 for this.
We're no longer Stanley girls.
No, Stanleys are out. Hydros are in.
First of all, I just want to show you this.
I feel like I'm a baby sucking on that straw.
Can I do that, Miss Stanley? No, I'd be injured.
Yeah, seriously. So basically, what I've got to say is I'm going to fill mine with 40 ounces of Dr. Pepper from McDonald's because I've never felt this good in my life filming
an
episode.
We're up right now.
Yeah, we're up. Like I said, finance bros can't even touch us right now. I want them to touch me? Probably not.
No.
They're sick. And they're gross. And they party all the time. You know what?
I really want...
I respect a finance bro, though.
Right now, I really want a Blizzard. That's insane.
So, on the next episode of Are You Good, we're going to have a special guest, but right now, we're going to go get a Blizzard. So, we hope that you guys really enjoyed our mess of a podcast.
Uh-huh.
We do know that we love you and God loves you. Embrace your body. I'm going to go fill my body with a Blizzard.
She must really wanted that Blizzard because she was ready to end it.
Yeah, seriously. And I like this Dr. Pepper is really, I don't know what else to say besides good moobs. Moobs. Good moobs. Good boobs. Vibes are great. Everything's great. Summers are coming.
Peace and blessings.